Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's take you to everything you need to know about India's COVID-19 vaccination drive that may be the world's biggest rollout, which is already this week. Last week, India conducted the biggest second phase of nationwide coronavirus vaccination dry run. It was a drill across over 700 districts before the actual process of vaccinating 1.3 billion people in the country. Well, India hopes to vaccinate 30 crore people by July this year. Also, the rollout of the vaccine will provide priority to the healthcare workers, the frontline workers, that are around 3 crore in number. It will be followed by people who are above the age of 50 years. Then will come the under 50 population with comorbidities, which is around 27 crore. Around 1,50,000 staff in 700 districts have been specially trained, and India has held several national dry runs involving mock transportation of vaccine and dummy injections. So we saw around 3 dry runs till last week. The two vaccines approved for emergency use in India are AstraZeneca's Covishield, which is made by Serum Institute, and Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, which needs to be, refrigerated at all times. So there are few hurdles in the distribution. That's why the dry run was conducted. A total of 29,000 cold chain points, 240 walk-in coolers and 70 walk-in freezers with, over 45,000 ice-lined refrigerators, deep freezers, and there'll be solar refrigerators that are kept ready for this rollout. The center has been proactively carrying activities, towards preparing for the nationwide rollout of the vaccine. It is in collaboration with various states and union territories and all stakeholders. If we talk about the dry run that was conducted last week, it was basically aimed at testing the laid out mechanism, the infrastructure before the rollout in the healthcare system, and basically to see the operational feasibility of using COWIN application. And there were a lot of issues that were raised in terms of planning, implementation and reporting at the block, district and state levels. As per government, the robust, dependable and agile technology, COWIN app, will form the foundation and the backup for the country's coronavirus immunization exercise. Also, PM Modi will interact with chief ministers of all states via video conferencing to discuss the situation and, of course, the vaccine rollout. If you talk about India's caseload, the COVID-19 tally in India has risen to over 1 crore 4 lakh. But the recoveries have also gone up to over 1 crore, according to the health ministry data today. And the death toll is over 1,51,000. So the number of people who are actually still infected with active virus is around 2,22,000 in India. Also, meanwhile, the other reports are suggesting that India the government would want Serum Institute to lower prices of AstraZeneca shot. But as per the breaking news today, as per reports, the government has already sent a purchase order of 11 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Serum Institute of India, that is the Pune-based pharma firm. And as per the confirmation from the reports, the cost of the vaccine to the government is around 200 per vaccine dose for the first 100 million doses. So we are talking about first purchase order of 11 million doses right now. With that, let's go to UK, which is also fighting the new strain and increased caseload. UK will have offered 15 million COVID shots by mid-February, as per the minister. Basically, Britain will offer the vaccine to those in the top categories or in terms of priority. Around 15 million people by the middle of February next month will have been vaccinated. So in terms of ramping up the rollout of the shot will take place. Also, there is some good news that single dose COVID-19 vaccine candidates seem to have generated immunity in mice, as per a study. So basically, scientists have discovered that a single dose vaccine candidate could potentially be stored at room temperature and produce immunity against the novel coronavirus in mice, which will come as a relief if, you know, these are early reports, but it will come as a relief, in terms of the distribution hurdle that a lot of vaccine will face because they need to be stored at lower than 0 degrees of temperature and they have to be refrigerated at all times. So this is some good report in terms of the first initial study. Also, Russia has said that 1.5 million vaccinated globally with Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine. We know that Russia has already announced that 1.5 million people around the world have received its Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine under its initiative. So the Sputnik V vaccine is by the Gamaleya Institute of Russia, and Russia was the first country last August to actually register a vaccine before anybody else or any competition from the Western world. Even US and UK came after that. So that is in terms of the vaccine updates. Let's move on to the top updates from India. If you talk about India, the number of people testing positive for the UK variant of the coronavirus has now risen to 96 as per the government tally, and the government will freeze healthcare workers database for COVID-19 vaccination on January 12th. So yes, that's right. All registrations done on Cowin app by January 12th will be considered for this phase of the vaccination drive. All registrations after that will not be taken into consideration as it will, the database will freeze on that day. And people shouldn't hesitate to get vaccinated. Listen to scientists is what Delhi's first COVID patient has urged everyone. Apart from that, there is a bunch of activists who are writing to PM Modi on unethical practices at Covaxin's Bhopal trial site. There is a lot of concern around this news as NGOs have alleged that the consent procedure and the protocol in terms of testing are not being adhered to. And, there are a lot of Bhopal gas tragedy survivors who have now demanded Prime Minister to basically halt this trial. We know from reports that 4 NGOs have said that, there has been exploitation and harm to the community, which has already faced the tragedy of Bhopal gas. And they have alleged that that vulnerable group of people are misguided. And they have been participating in the trial without consent procedure being followed and the protocol of testing basically thrown out. So this is what we know from reports. Apart from that, 31 teachers and students have tested positive for COVID-19 after school reopened in Odisha. So that raises red flag in terms of how life will get to normal as schools and colleges in some areas, reopen. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. And as the world battles the new variants of coronavirus from UK, from South Africa, the total cases have actually now surpassed 90 million and the battle continues. And next weeks of the pandemic will be the worst as per UK's chief medical advisor. With that, let's get to the origins of the pandemic. China has said that WHO team will probe COVID-19 origins and will arrive in the country on January 14th. Meanwhile, new coronavirus strain first seen in UK is now confirmed in Mexico. Also, there are 4 cases in Japan confirmed in 4 travelers from Brazil. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, Tesla chief, the girlfriend of the Tesla chief has tested positive for COVID-19. But right now there are no reports of the chief and their son testing positive for the virus. Meanwhile, amid the increasing cases of coronavirus, France is actually considering closing borders as per government advisors. So the government advisors have, basically said the country should close borders. And while we are talking, there is a breaking news of from PM Modi that cost of vaccination of healthcare and frontline workers will be borne by the central government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said and told the chief ministers today. He is discussing the COVID-19 situation and the vaccine rollout as we were talking with the chief ministers of all states. Before the first phase, PM has said that PM CARES Fund will bear cost of both vaccine as per News 18. And he has told the chief ministers that center will be the single agency for all purchases in order to avoid confusion. We'll keep you updated on that. But with that, for today, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For more updates and news, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com and the MC app. And with that, see you tomorrow. Stay safe.